All right, so today we are going like deep into the world of luxury travel.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, but we're not just talking like, typical resorts or anything.
Right.
This is about a company called Luxure Experiences.
I've heard of them.
Have you?
Yeah, they're based in Mallorca.
Yeah, and they do some pretty fascinating stuff.
They do.
We've got some stuff from their website, and they have this like gorgeous PDF brochure.
Yeah, it's beautiful, very high end.
Super high end, and it's really clear that like they are not aiming for your, budget traveler.
Oh, absolutely not. No, this
This
is.
is like the top tier clientele who wants something really different.
Yeah, and what's so captivating about them is how they seem to be trying to like redefine luxury travel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're going beyond that typical fancy hotel and prepackaged itinerary.
It's like, forget the checklist. We're
Exactly.
gonna craft a personal story just for you
Yes. Right.
and like weave it into like the fabric of Mallorca itself.
Like you become part of the island.
Yeah, who wouldn't be intrigued by that?
Right. It's a very compelling pitch.
It is a very compelling pitch.
And I think that's what really makes them stand out. You know, it's not just about the opulence,
Yeah.
but it's about authenticity and like a deeper connection with the destination.
I noticed they use a lot of phrases like moments that go beyond the ordinary
Yeah.
and like revealing Mallorca's unrivaled beauty, culture, and opulence.
It's very evocative language.
Yeah.
They're really trying to paint a picture.
Yeah, and it definitely feels very intentional.
Yeah.
And honestly, like pretty clever from a marketing standpoint.
Oh, absolutely.
But are they just masters of marketing?
Right.
Or is there like real substance behind all the glitz?
Well, that's what we're here to find out, right?
What's the deep dive?
Yeah, let's delve into their philosophy first.
Okay.
Both the website and the brochure, they emphasize this concept of like curated experiences
Yeah.
that blend authenticity with opulence.
And this idea of turning your trip into a personal narrative really grabbed my attention.
Oh, for sure. It's a powerful concept.
It's like they're saying, don't just see Mallorca, experience it in a way that like leaves a lasting mark on your soul.
You become part of the story of the island.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
And it's not just about sightseeing, it's about feeling the pulse of Mallorca, connecting with its culture and history.
Right. It's about getting beneath the surface
Yeah.
and experiencing the real Mallorca.
Yeah, and like instead of like a typical city tour of Palma,
Right.
imagine strolling through its ancient streets at twilight
Oh, I love that.
with like the glow of lantern,
Landers, oh yeah.
casting shadows on those centuries-old buildings.
That's a beautiful image.
I'm getting goosebumps just picturing it.
Me too. And it's not just about the visuals.
Right.
You've got like a private guide sharing local legends and stories,
Yeah.
connecting you to the city's history in this truly immersive way.
So, who are they targeting with this approach?
Good question.
Who is this traveler who wants something more than just a typical luxury vacation?
Yeah, who is this person who wants to go beyond the ordinary?
Right, because this isn't for everybody.
It's not.
Right.
Based on the language and the imagery, I would say they're appealing to a discerning traveler,
Okay.
someone who values exclusivity,
Yeah.
authenticity,
Yeah.
and a deeper level of engagement with their surroundings.
And their budget,
Oh,
probably.
yeah, definitely they're not.
This is not a,
This is not for someone on a shoestring budget. This is for someone who can afford to
Indulge. No.
indulge, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the difference between buying a designer handbag and having like a custom piece crafted just for you.
Exactly. One is about status,
Right.
the other is about a unique and personal connection.
So LuxUre is not selling a product.
Right.
They're selling a tailored experience, a story written just for you.
Exactly. And the question is, do they actually deliver on this promise?
Yeah. Is this real or is this just really good marketing?
Yeah, that's what we need to figure out. And to answer that, we need to take a closer look at the specific experiences they offer.
Yes. Because they've got a whole range of things from exploring historical landmarks to indulging in culinary delights.
Oh, yeah, they've got something for everyone, it seems.
But before we dive into those details,
Okay.
we really need to unpack this whole concept of exclusivity.
Yeah, because it's everywhere
It's everywhere.
in their branding, in their marketing.
It permeates everything they do. So
Exactly.
is it just clever marketing, or does LuxUre truly offer something unique and exclusive?
That justifies the likely hefty price tag.
That's what we're going to find out.
Yeah,
I'll
excellent.
find out in part two.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so welcome back to our deep dive into LuxUre experiences.
Yeah.
Are they the real deal or just really, really good at marketing?
That's the question.
So last time we talked about their philosophy and like crafting a unique travel narrative for each guest. But The word that keeps like popping up is exclusive.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
What does that even mean, like in this context?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Right.
Because it's easy to throw around words like exclusive and bespoke.
Right, it sounds good.
But what we really need to determine is, are they offering experiences that genuinely can't be found elsewhere?
Yeah, are they actually exclusive?
Yeah, or is it just a higher price tag?
Right.
So let's look at some of their specific
Hey,
experiences
let's get into it.
and see if we can spot what sets them apart from like everyone else.
What about these private concerts with local musicians?
Oh yeah, those sound amazing.
That sounds super special.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it gets to the heart of what Luxure is trying to achieve.
Really?
You know, instead of being packed into a crowded concert hall,
Right.
you're enjoying an intimate performance in a truly unique setting.
The brochure mentions things like concerts under the stars with the Mediterranean as your backdrop,
Oh,
or like
wow.
in a historic courtyard surrounded by ancient architecture.
It's like they're tapping into a different level of sensory experience.
Totally. And it's not just about having something all to yourself.
Right.
It's about like elevating the experience through a very carefully curated setting.
Yeah, they're really thinking about every detail.
Yeah, it's like they transform a simple concert into something truly unforgettable.
Yeah, it becomes an event.
It makes you wonder if they're also choosing musicians who are like off the beaten path. You
Interesting.
know, artists who wouldn't normally play for big crowds.
Yeah, that would definitely add to that feeling of discovering something hidden and special.
Totally.
And they do mention partnering with talented Mallorcan musicians,
Yes, I that.
which suggests they're focusing on local talent
Right.
and perhaps even artists who haven't achieved mainstream recognition.
So you're experiencing a side of Mallorca that most tourists wouldn't have access to.
Exactly. It's like they're creating a secret society of
I
sorts,
love that.
a community of travelers who are in the know
Yes.
and have access to these unique cultural encounters.
And that sense of belonging, you know, being part of something special, that's a powerful draw for like a certain type of traveler.
Absolutely.
So private concerts, check the exclusivity box.
Okay, check.
What about some of their other offering?
How else do they have?
They talk about this one-on-one time with artisans.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fascinating.
It does.
And it ties in beautifully with their emphasis on authenticity, you
Yeah.
know, connecting with the soul of Mallorca.
Imagine spending time with a weaver who's been creating like intricate textiles using techniques passed down through
Or
generations.
a ceramicist who crafts beautiful pottery from local clay.
You're like stepping back in time,
Yeah.
witnessing the preservation of these ancient crafts.
You're not just buying a souvenir,
Right.
you're connecting with a living tradition.
That's where the true value lies.
Absolutely.
It's about understanding the story behind the craft, the dedication, the skill that goes into each piece.
It's an experience you can't replicate in a museum
Now,
or a typical tourist shop.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
LaLuxure is curating experiences that offer a deeper level of engagement.
Okay.
It's not just about seeing something,
Right.
it's about understanding it, feeling it, connecting with it on a personal level.
Yeah, they're really tapping into the human element.
And they're achieving that by like tapping into the human element.
Right. Whether it's through music,
Right.
art, or even food,
Yes.
they're connecting their guests with the people who are keeping these traditions alive.
Speaking of food,
Yes.
what about these private wine tastings at vineyards?
Oh, yeah, those sound lovely.
Do they offer anything beyond the typical vineyard tour and tasting?
That's where things get even more interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
They talk about showcasing Mallorca's unique viticultural history,
Oh, wow.
offering guests the opportunity to sample rare Mallorcan wines paired with traditional delicacies.
So it's more than just sipping and savoring.
It's about understanding the terroir, the history, the passion that goes into each bottle.
So instead of just like being handed a glass of wine, you're learning about the soil, the climate, the generations of winemaking expertise that have shaped that particular vintage.
It's like a crash course in Mallorcan wine.
Yeah. And they even mentioned the possibility of meeting the winemakers themselves,
Oh, wow.
which adds a whole other dimension to the experience.
Yeah, you're getting a private lesson from a master.
It's like a glimpse into the soul of Mallorcan winemaking.
Exactly.
Now, I'm no wine connoisseur,
Me neither.
but even I can appreciate the value of that kind of
Oh,
experience.
absolutely.
It takes something that could be quite ordinary
Right.
and elevates it to something
Yeah.
extraordinary.
And that's precisely what Luxure is all about.
They're taking like seemingly simple experiences
Right.
and
Good.
transforming them into something memorable, meaningful and, yes, exclusive.
Yeah.
But exclusivity doesn't stop there.
Oh, there's more.
What about exploring the Mallorcan coastline?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
You're talking about the private boat tours.
Yes, those seem to be a big part of their offerings.
They do, and for good reason. Mallorca's coastline is absolutely stunning.
It's gorgeous.
And La Luxure leverages that beauty to create an experience that feels truly indulgent and exclusive.
They describe secluded coves, pristine beaches.
Yeah.
Crystal clear turquoise waters.
And of course, champagne as the sun sets over the cliffs.
Painting the sky in hues of amber and violet.
I mean, it sounds idyllic.
It does sound idyllic.
But what's interesting is that they don't just offer any boat.
Right.
They specifically mention this Mallorcan laúd.
Oh, I've heard of those.
It's a traditional sailing boat.
Right.
Known for its elegant design and graceful movement on the water.
Yeah, it's not your typical yacht.
No, it's a boat with history.
A connection to the island's maritime traditions.
Exactly. And by choosing the laúd,
yeah,
they're adding a layer of authenticity to the experience.
It's not just about luxury.
Right.
It's about immersing yourself in the culture and heritage of Mallorca.
But it gets even more interesting.
Oh, really?
The brochure mentions this specific experience related to this boat called The Shadows in the Sea Smuggling in the History of Mallorca.
Ooh, that sounds mysterious.
Doesn't it?
Very intriguing.
It sounds mysterious and intriguing.
Yeah.
What do they say about that experience?
They keep it pretty vague, actually.
Right.
Just hinting at tales of smuggling and intrigue from Mallorca's past.
So it seems like an experience designed to delve into the island's hidden history.
Yeah, perhaps visiting secluded coves and caves that were once used by smugglers.
It's like stepping into a real-life adventure novel.
Yeah, uncovering secrets from the past.
While enjoying the beauty of the coastline.
It's a brilliant way to make the boat tour more than just a scenic cruise.
They're weaving a narrative.
Just as they promised.
They're not just taking you to a location.
Right.
They're transporting you through time and immersing you in a story.
Exactly.
Okay, so far, La Luxure seems to be checking all the boxes when it comes to creating unique and exclusive experiences.
It does seem that way.
But let's be realistic. This level of personalization and exclusivity must come at a pretty steep price.
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
And one we'll definitely explore in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll examine the exclusivity factor in more detail, consider the potential costs, and try to determine if La Luxure offers genuine value for the discerning traveler.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into La Luxure experiences in Mallorca.
Okay.
So we've explored their philosophy.
Yeah.
We've gone through this fascinating range of experiences they offer.
A lot to unpack.
And now, like, it's time to tackle the big question.
The big one, yeah.
Does all this exclusivity actually, like, translate into real value?
Yeah, that's the crux of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how they go above and beyond to create these, like, unique and personalized experiences.
Yeah.
But is it just a matter of paying a premium for a fancy facade?
Right.
Or is there something more substantial at play?
Right, because they're really pushing this idea of, like, moments beyond the ordinary and personalized touches that cater to, like, your every whim.
Like your royalty.
Right.
Yeah.
But how does that translate into, like, tangible benefits for the traveler?
Yeah. What are you actually getting for your money?
Besides bragging rights.
Right. Besides just the name.
Yeah.
Well, think back to those bespoke itineraries we discussed.
Yeah, they don't just hand you a prepackaged tour.
No, they take the time to understand your individual passions and interests.
Right.
And then they craft an experience that's truly tailored to you.
So if I'm like a history buff.
Yeah.
They might arrange private tours of historical sites.
Absolutely. Maybe even access to archives or artifacts not available to the public.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for someone passionate about food.
Oh, yeah.
It might be like exclusive cooking classes. With, like, renowned chefs,
right.
Meals prepared with ingredients from their personal gardens.
Oh, wow.
Or even a private tour of, like, local markets to source unique ingredients.
They're creating an experience that goes beyond just sightseeing or checking things off a list.
Right. It's deeper.
Yeah.
It's about deeper immersion and engagement.
Absolutely.
With the things you're truly passionate about.
It's about turning a trip into a journey of discovery.
I like
it. Both of the destination and of yourself.
Now, what about accommodations?
Oh, yeah. Where do you actually stay?
Yeah, we've talked about private concerts.
Right.
Artisan encounters, bespoke itineraries.
Yeah.
But where are you sleeping?
Where's the home base?
Yeah.
They don't go into extensive detail in the materials we have.
Okay.
But they do mention luxury villas.
Okay.
With breathtaking views, private pools.
Okay.
And dedicated staff catering to your every need.
So like you're weighted on hand and foot.
Yeah, imagine waking up to the sunrise over the Mediterranean from your private terrace.
That does sound nice.
Or enjoying a candlelit dinner prepared by a personal chef under a canopy of stars.
It all sounds incredibly luxurious and tempting.
It does sound very appealing.
But let's be honest,
Okay.
this is probably not within everyone's budget.
No, probably not.
Do they give any indication of pricing?
They don't mention specific costs,
Okay.
which is common for this level of luxury travel.
Right.
It's all about personalized quotes based on your individual needs and desires.
Okay.
But it's safe to assume that these curated experiences come at a premium price.
So the million-dollar question,
Yeah.
is it worth it?
Ultimately, that's a decision each traveler has to make for themselves.
That's true.
It depends on your priorities and what you value in a travel experience.
If you're simply looking for a relaxing beach vacation,
Yeah.
there are certainly more affordable options.
Plenty of those.
But if you're seeking something truly unique and transformative,
Okay.
an experience that connects you with the soul of a destination and leaves a lasting impression,
Okay.
then little sure might be worth considering.
Yeah, they're not just selling a trip.
Right.
They're selling a story
A carefully crafted narrative.
designed to enrich your life and broaden your horizons.
It's like having a personal concierge crafting your dream vacation,
Exactly.
ensuring every moment is seamless and unforgettable.
Taking all the stress out of planning and allowing you to fully immerse yourself in the experience.
And that peace of mind,
Yeah.
that freedom to just like be present and enjoy the moment.
That's a luxury in itself.
It really is.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the luxury experiences,
Yeah.
what's the final takeaway for our listener?
I think Le Luxure offers a glimpse into a different kind of luxury travel.
Okay.
It's not just about opulent accommodations and lavish amenities.
Right.
It's about crafting a personal narrative,
Uh-huh.
a journey that connects you with the heart and soul of Mallorca.
It's about experiencing something truly extraordinary,
Yeah.
something that goes beyond the ordinary tourist traps
Absolutely.
and leaves you with memories that will last a lifetime.
And whether or not this type of travel appeals to you,
Yeah.
it raises some interesting questions about the nature of luxury and the value we place on experiences.
It does.
It challenges us to think beyond the material and consider the transformative power of
The
travel.
power to connect with different cultures
To learn and grow.
and to create memories that will enrich our lives long after the trip is over.
So, as you plan your next adventure,
Yeah.
consider what truly matters to you.
What kind of story do you want to create?
What experiences will leave a lasting mark on your soul?
Those are great questions.
These are the questions worth pondering as you embark on your own journey of discovery.
I love it.
Yeah.
And until next time, happy travels.
Yeah.